Ready? I will now call this meeting of the Franklin Plan Commission to order. Joel, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson, I believe, is excused.
He's excused.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Finnis?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Glenn Morrow?
Here.
Alderwoman Suzanne Mayer is excused, I believe.
Excused.
And Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you. Please rise with me and
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a full house. Thank you all for coming. I'm sitting in tonight for the mayor and will potentially be voting to affect the outcome of this depending on how the meeting goes, for the record. Mr. Deedle, do you have a public meeting notice for us?
Or the minutes of the last meeting?
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive.
Move approval.
I have a motion to approve the minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
On the motion to approve the minutes, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Minutes are approved. Thank you. Now, Mr. Deedle, if you will, give the notice, please.
Tonight, the item on the agenda is a comprehensive master plan amendment for the property that's north of Ryan Road on 51st and Cobblestone Way. The applicant and property owner is Berkey Properties. They're wishing to propose a development on that property. However, the current master plan, comprehensive master plan, currently shows this property as residential. The future land use map that designates this area as residential further classifies residential development as straight-up residential, which is single-family residential, or multifamily residential. So to be consistent with that comprehensive master plan, that project would have to get this comprehensive master plan future land use map changed to reflect multifamily residential. So that's what the applicant is asking for. The process for that type of change is the same process that the plan itself went through, review by the Plan Commission, a public and a recommendation from the Plan Commission, a public hearing at the Common Council, and then decision and action by the Common Council. It's the same process as the plan, and this would be an amendment to that plan. Staff prepared a short report. We are recommending approval. A couple points I'd like to point out is, again, that the comprehensive master plan only designates residential, single family, or multifamily. It does not distinguish between apartments or condos. I believe a lot of applicants have expressed concerns about the development in general, possibly even the change from condo to apartment in particular. But I want to stress again that the comprehensive master plan does not designate condos, only multifamily as a general category. The one other thing I'd like to note is we have received a lot of written comments. Those have been included in the packet, even though most of those comments pertain to the specific development, site, landscaping, traffic, those kinds of things, which would directly pertain to the future upcoming plan development district amendment, which is tentatively scheduled for the next Plan Commission meeting on November 20th. So again, this item for us tonight is just the comprehensive master plan, changing the designation in the future land use map from residential to multifamily residential.
Thank you. And if you would just clarify us so that everyone here understands, we're the Plan Commission. We have reviewed this and potentially make a recommendation tonight to the full Common Council. Mr. Deedle, they anticipate taking up that action on when?
There is a public hearing scheduled for their next Common Council meeting, November 16th, I believe. It's up to them if they wish. They could take action that night if they wish.
I believe it's November 18th on the council meeting.
18th.
Very good. Should we have a public hearing notice?
No, the public hearing will be at the Common Council.
At the Common Council, so we're not taking any comments tonight.
You do not have to.
Okay. A lot of people have shown up. I'm guessing that you'd like that opinion. I guess my fellow commissioners want to weigh in. Do we want to
move suspension of the ordinary business?
We have a motion to suspend the normal orders of business to allow some public input.
I'm second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Just a note, comprehensive master plan public hearing process is for public hearing before the common council. Common council is the decision maker. On rezoning matters, the rezoning public hearing is before the plan commission, and then the plan commission recommends. If this were a process that involved a public hearing before the plan commission, which was maybe scheduled for 2 weeks from now or already occurred 2 weeks ago, I would recommend to the plan commission not to take public comment because the state statutes set up a process for public comment, and that is at the public hearing. But in a perfect world, that's the way it should occur and be confined to that four corners of that public hearing. In this case, I don't see any potential legal challenge because the plan commission might suspend the rules and hear from the citizens. But in the normal course of business, I would recommend against that. So.
Giving that advice, Mr. Fowler.
Just a question for the city attorneys. So you feel we're within the bounds to take comment? But it will not be, what will be the difference between a hearing comment and the comments that we just take during our normal course of business by suspending the rules?
I think with regard to the record on these proceedings, the public hearing for the common council is the singular public comment period of the important.
For this?
And you're kind of in black water in the legal realm when you take public comments outside of a designated by state statute. Public hearing process. I'm not seeing doing that this evening as a basis for challenge, but I don't know that I've ever seen a case on that with regard to a comprehensive master plan and two separate boards and commissions. One holds a public hearing in a different board or commission, it's public comment. So I don't know that it's proper, but no guarantee.
Given those comments, we have a motion on the floor.
Why is it advertised as a public hearing on the official notice that went out? If you don't intend to hear from the public, why do you advertise it as a public hearing?
I don't believe there was a public notice for a public hearing.
You have the agenda right here. It says public hearing.
Individual item, which is the subject of a public hearing, that individual item is designated as a public hearing.
So, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion from the commissioners? Let's call the roll. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 No. 5-0. Motion carries. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take your comment. Again, we appreciate you being here. We're interested in hearing what you say. I would ask you to keep it brief, not be redundant, and be to the point, because again, the issue here is not the type of development, the specific development. It's here to determine whether we would recommend to the council that they consider modifying our comprehensive master plan, which is sort of the guiding document. This is not about zoning or exact uses at this point. So if you could please refrain and save those comments for the official public hearing, but we will give you an opportunity here to briefly state your thoughts. That said, those interested in speaking, please step up to the microphone, give us your name and address for the record, speak clearly, try to keep your points to the point.
Hi there. My name is John Nowicki. I live at 9223 South 51st Street in Autumn Ridge Condominium Association. And I'm here to let you know that I'm not for the development in any fashion, whether it's a zoning issue before an actual construction project that may occur. I think that the area has already got too many dwellings, and that the city has been perhaps mistaken by putting condos and apartments and other multifamily buildings in this area. And you would think that we don't have sidewalks, we don't have adequate parking, that the area is basically already congested, and this is just going to add to the problem. Right down the street, right by the high school, there's been a lot of development down there. There's been new sidewalks put in. I would say that that could be something that the Planning Commission might want to consider if you're going to look at projects like this in the future. I'm against this.
Anyone else? If there are several of you that would like to speak, you may want to be poised and ready to move up. We'll try to keep this moving.
Yes. Well, thank you for hearing from us. My name's Brian Grandaw. I'm a resident of 9231 South 54th Street. I would like you to consider that there was a voted upon, I believe the council voted and listed the property as single-family residential. There are multiple people that made decisions on moving into the area. Taking that into account, and we question why you would move it from single-family to multifamily at this point.
Thank you. Anyone else?
With Clements, 9399 Cobblestone Way, Franklin. I agree with the first speaker, Mr. Nowicki, that this area is saturated with apartments. There are apartment buildings immediately to the west of this proposed development. If this proposal was to go through, there would now be apartment buildings to the north, south, east, and west. We don't even know what the track record is going to be of the new apartments. I think there's something like 48 units total. That are immediately to the west of this development. Just consider if those apartments are not rented out, what that's going to do to the value of new apartment buildings. Most likely it's going to cause rents to go down. We think that that is going to have a very severe negative impact on the condos. In the middle, the condos are going to be surrounded by apartment buildings. People who purchased condos did so in reliance on the fact that it was going to be a condominium development. And when they bought their condos, they bought that with in mind. And I think it's unfair for the developer to suddenly change, to pull the carpet out from under the condominium owners and tell them that now you're going to be surrounded by apartment buildings on all sides. I don't think it's right for the city of Franklin to have a saturation of apartments in one area of the city, and that's the area of the city that's getting all the apartments right now. I don't see it in any other part of the city. We're saturated with apartments right now. There are some beautiful woods right along 51st Street, immediately to the east of the development of both Autumn Ridge and Woodland Trails. Those woods are beautiful. Some of the trees are more than 100 years old. Nothing has been done to try to look at the environmental impact of this development to preserve those woods. There is a wetland in that area. Nothing's been done to check that out. In short, this is a development that's proposed by a developer that is having difficulty selling condos and has decided to sacrifice the people who live in the condos and who depended on that as being condominium development, sacrifice those people to get a quick buck and put apartment buildings up instead. And I think the Plan Commission and the Common Council owe it to the citizens who bought condos, assuming that that was going to be what was advertised, a condominium development. I think the Plan Commission and the Common Council owes it to those people to reject this proposed plan. Thank you.
You're here.
Good evening. 5055 West Cardinal Lane. My name is Dominic Ticali. I just recently built a house at Cardinal Heights Subdivision. After looking over the area, if I knew that that was going to get rezoned into a commercial apartment and or condo, we definitely would have looked at a different area. I'm very, very disappointed if this goes through. I used to live on 35th and Ross, between Ross and College, and there was a lot of apartments there, and that's one of the reasons we moved. You know, people are in the neighborhood. Nobody sees the land as going to get transferred into something different. And I'm sure I speak for everybody in my subdivision as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Be shy.
Go ahead. Hi, my name is Mike Weber, 9370 South Cobblestone Way. And I also have to agree with one of the previous speakers about our natural resource features that we have in that area. And like he said, there's very mature oak trees. They're probably 100 years old, if not more. There's wetlands there. And one of the selling points why we moved into that area was because of the beautiful woods and the nature in that area, and we sure don't want to see that destroyed or damaged in any way. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is John Zavatsky. I live at 9313 South Cobblestone Way, inside the Woodwind Trails condominium complex. Many of the people here asked me to go ahead and speak on behalf of them in regards to this topic, but based upon what was on the agenda and what would be covered in the next Planning Commission meeting, I think those topics and my prepared remarks would be better well set for those particular items at that time. However, based upon some of the communications that the mayor had with some of my fellow citizens indicating that this was a technical error on the comprehensive master plan with respect to what was actually supposed to be approved for being in those particular locations, and since the mayor and Alderman Meyer has decided not to go ahead and attend this particular meeting, I would ask that this particular commission goes ahead and takes no particular action on this item since the elected officials were not able to go ahead and decide to come to this particular meeting at this time. And I will use my prepared remarks in the next Planning Commission meeting and the Common Council to go ahead and address the issues that are more specific to the items that you you addressed this evening. Commissioner Haley.
Hello, my name is Timothy Sursen. I reside at 5561 West Cobblestone Way. And I'm not sure if there's been any sort of study or anything looked into as far as the schools being saturated at this point, specifically the grade schools. So Southwood Glen is the grade school that our children, us families who live in those areas, our children attend that school. Currently, as I know it, it's already saturated. So bringing in an apartment complex, say with a high concentration of people with children, has anything been looked into as far as what impact that would have towards the grade school system in Franklin? Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, I'm Victoria Nash, address 9211 South 51st. With all due respect and without insulting anyone's intelligence, I'm sure it's clear that this is not the first case that's come up of this nature. There's a lot of precedents of similar neighboring communities where current residents have filed litigation and won on getting their properties bought out. I don't see a point in going to that. It's clear that the current owners have a legal right. I know there's also precedents on mortgage lenders not being willing to let a property be sold. I think it puts current owners at an extreme disadvantage, and clearly anybody in that situation is going to exercise their rights to prevent that from happening any way they can. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Orville Seymour, 3020 West Acre Avenue, Franklin. I noticed the Plan Commission, and I don't believe there are any aldermen on the Plan Commission, but I see Alderman Evans is in the audience, so let me address my comments to her. We tried to make it clear to her last summer. My daughter had a fence issue at her property, and she refused to listen to us. I would suggest to you that you start listening to us now. There's a whole bunch of people in this room who are very, very angry with you, and if it comes to it, we want to be nice about this, but if it comes to it, we will remove you from office. That's what it takes. So go ahead and improve this if you want to, but that's what we're willing to do. So I would suggest you think really, really hard about this.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to point of order. Comments are to be addressed to the commission. They're not to be addressed to people in the audience.
This is a point of order. Comments to Plan Commission.
Point of order.
And she was in your office.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Third time? Okay. Then I guess we're done with the public comments.
Return return to order?
Yes.
I will move that we return to the regular order of business.
Second. We have a motion on the floor to return to the normal order of business. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're back in normal. Oh, I'm sorry. The motion passes. We're back in our normal order of business. Unless staff has anything else to say, I guess I'll open it up to commissioners, comments, thoughts. Anything else?
No, I'm available if you have any questions.
Fine. Mr. Fowler.
Hearing I think the last person talked about tabling this item, even though it would be normal procedure that we would make some type of recommendation, that I think that's not going to delay the issue. We have time to table this for future consideration with the other members of the Planning Commission. So I would move to table the item over to our next meeting that would be scheduled for November 20th without a recommendation of the Council at this time.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Vote of 4-0. Understood that correctly. Motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion to adjourn and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Motion passes. Thank you all for coming.